What is this?
Hey man, say man, it's your boy Coach Kenup, and I'm here with a brand new episode of that Basketball Jones podcast. Now before we get started, here go a few words from our sponsors. What's up, listeners? Lil Ken up here. And before we hop into the podcast, I got a little announcement, man. One of my favorite new podcasts to listen to is It's Taboo. All one word, spell I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Now, this is ran by Kenitra Upchurch. She's a great, great young lady, college student. She go over topics that young adults should really listen to. Like I said, the topics vary on countless and numerous topics. So I'm not even going to get into it. Just make sure y'all go subscribe, get the podcast. It's available on all platforms. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where it's available. It's Taboo, all one word, I-T-S-T-A-B-O-O. Go check it out.
Hey, man, say, man, y'all already know what's up. Been a long time. Very long time. I don't know if you can hear, but we're on the road. But we back on the podcast, too. This is your boy, Coach Kenup. Boy, Jay Straight here. Say what's up to the people, Jay Straight.
One and only.
One and only. We're actually on our way to a tournament in Dallas. I got my sister in the background. Say what's up, Kiki. But yeah, man, we got the podcast, we're on the road, and we're here to talk about some NBA finals. But anything you want to tell the people before we get started, Jay Straight?
Yeah, really, I just want to talk about
the So, our faithful or our dedicated, or the people who always listen to us, y'all would know that this man, Jay Straight, has been rolling with the Suns every single round, and so far he's been right. But every dog has a goddamn day.
Y'all see at the beginning we is doubting everything about the Lakers, Suns. We picked everything. Now look at us now. That's crazy.
Congratulations, Chris. First ever championship. You know, Steph just went to 5 in a row. But yeah, this Chris Paul, first ever.
Y'all was here when we made the bet too about the eggs. That's coming soon, so.
That's cool. And I got another thing. I got another bet proposal for you, but I'm going to wait later on in the show to go ahead and make that proposal. But anyway, let's go ahead and get started. First, let's talk about the path each team took. You want to start with the Bucks, or you want to start with the Suns? First round.
You are
going to
say the best
Okay. All right, so the Bucks in the first round had the Miami Heat, swept them boys. How you feel about that, dude? Bucks, like...
It's not really about... the Bucks being so good, it's about Miami being so bad. Bad the whole year.
You can say the same thing about the Lakers with y'all in the first round.
Lakers wasn't bad all season.
And it's funny how y'all both match up in the first round with the teams from last year finals.
Yes,
That's crazy. But anyway, I think the Bucks. I mean, I just think Miami didn't match up good with the Bucks, even though they beat them last year. It was just more of a, and like I said, Miami, the bubble affected both teams, the Lakers and Miami. So, injuries played a huge part, fatigue played a huge part, and this Miami team looked nowhere near as competitive or just as deep as last year's team. Tyler Hero didn't really show up. The rookies from last year, second-year players this year, didn't really have the impact that they did last year. Duncan Robinson, you know, people like that. Hero, like I already said, Kendrick Nunn, they didn't have the impact they had last year. Bam did his thing, Jimmy did his thing, but that wasn't enough. And Bucks moved on with a sweep. Now let's go to the other side with the Lakers
and the
Suns. You can go ahead and I guess start. It was your little team.
I can't really talk mess because, Anthony Davis was hurt. LeBron was 100%, but hey, at the end of the day.
I'm telling you, that bubble took a lot out of him, man. It was the last two teams standing.
That's true, but and look, at the end of the day, a dub is a dub. I don't care.
And then it took y'all 6 games to beat them?
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's still LeBron.
Whatever.
Let's be honest.
Whatever. It didn't take their 6 games. I just did the first time it took 6 games to beat them.
Seth had 2 games to get in the playoffs.
That's not a problem. All right, on to round 2. We start with the Bucks. We start with the Suns in round two. So Suns played the Nuggets, right?
Yeah, that
and that was a sweep.
They didn't have enough. Like MPJ, he showed up with the first game. He showed up. Second game, he was forcing. Jokic was hooping. Who else? Will Barton was hooping. Austin Rivers was hooping, which surprised me because he just got signed like a couple of weeks before the playoffs. But everybody else is nothing.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was like we were selling Anthony Davis last round. Jamal Murray this round. Because if Jamal Murray was healthy, they might have came out that Wiggy Wiggy West. That Wild Wild West.
Nuggets would never get the respect.
That
Wild Wild West. Same
thing with the Blazers. Like I said, man, if they would have had the MVP, Joker, shout out to him. And then they would have had old buddy, Jamal Murray. They was going to come out that Wild Wild West. But, yeah, that was a sweep, clean sweep. Like I said, it was just, never didn't have enough. Aaron Gordon, overrated. MPJ, not it. MPJ, maximum one day he'll become a good second option. But today, not that day. He's a third option now. He's a damn good third option, but he's not ready to be that. So he hasn't reached his max, but his max ability would be a second option on a winning team. Maximum. Like, he'll never be the number one. He proved that in these playoffs. But that's besides the point. Now let's go to the East, where the Bucks play. Who are they playing in the East? Oh, they played the Nets. Everybody was like, oh, this is the championship. This is the championship. This is the best series. And it was a good series. And then players like getting hurt. Harden was already. No, Harden got hurt. Like, he played game one of the series, didn't he?
No.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. He played game one and got hurt in game one. He played the whole series against whoever the Nets played first around Boston.
I guess it wasn't. I just heard, like, the series was over like, when Kyrie got hurt.
Yeah, no, because it was game one. He got hurt, but then they still had Kyrie, so they're still winning. And then Kyrie got hurt, and there's never another series. Even though KD went berserk in game, what was that, five? He went berserk? Yeah, that was game five when it was 2-2. No, it was 2-2, remember? And he went berserk because it was game six, they'd have won. It was game five. They went berserk to give him that 3-2 lead, and then Milwaukee went back-to-back. That's when Harden came back. Yeah, he seen what KD had to do, and he was like, oh, yeah, man. He for sure ain't gonna be able to do that. Ain't gonna be able to do that twice, so let me go ahead and get back on this court. But, yeah, man, Bucks caught a break with that. Just like Suns caught a break first two rounds. And guess what? The tradition's gonna keep going for Suns. But hold on, let's not get ahead of ourselves. But, yeah, I felt going to that series funny because I put my money on the Bucks. Even though I don't gamble kids. I put my money on the Bucks. But I ain't gonna lie, I lost faith in them halfway through that series. Especially after KD went crazy, I was like, oh yeah, like, this series over, the Nets got this.
Yeah, before Kyrie played
down,
that's
what I thought. Yeah, the first two games was not even close.
That's what I'm saying.
It was ass whooping. And Giannis still is showing that he doesn't have the full impact like he does in the playoffs like he does in the regular season. It's not like he's getting his numbers, but it's not as impactful, if that makes sense.
That's true.
Like when he gave you the numbers, and it's like, God damn, Giannis killing us. But the player was like, damn, Giannis got that many points? Like, he ain't even doing that much. You see what I'm saying? And then he airballing free throws, taking 2 minutes to shoot the damn free throw. And then still airballing. She was crazy. But anyway, on to the next round. We'll start with the Bucks this round. Bucks against the Atlanta Hawks, who's really the Cinderella of the playoffs this year. They came in every single round. The Hawks were the underdogs. And every single round except for this one, they came out on top. They just, like I said earlier, every dog has his day. And there was the underdog, and the underdog rounded up. Trae Young got hurt late. He even came back with a shell of himself. Didn't have the same impact. Didn't have the same wiggle like he did before he got hurt.
Even that's like, Giannis was hurt too, but the only thing is, he had help. I felt like, what's called the Hawks didn't really have
him. Yeah,
like,
no.
Uh, Cam Reddish, but he came off an injury. So.
Yeah. Now, Cam, that was like his first game back, so I'll give him a pass. But, the Bucks, yeah, they just have a better team. You got Brook Lopez, who's a former All-Star, former number one option when he was with the Nets back in his day. You see what I'm saying? He used to be a Bucky. Who else was a former? Drew Holiday, All-Star. We always talk about most underrated players, and Drew Holiday name always comes up.
In the top one, Middleton. Yeah. Everybody used to talk chats about how sorry he is. When Giannis went down, you saw him.
He's still inconsistent, though.
Hey, he won them, like, some games, though.
Yeah, he did, but he also laid an egg in a couple of them games, too. Just like that first game, Giannis went out. Oh, Giannis didn't play. Remember? He laid an egg. He had, like, 14 points something in the Hawks. Remember everybody talk about the Hawks after the, oh, that redhead dude was killing them?
Oh, you talking about Hurley?
Yeah.
It's hard to have a good game every season.
And Lou was killing them too.
Like you said, they have their games.
Yeah.
That's outside of that. Lou Wills was not like, yeah. I didn't know he got in the game really. That's how like
he started.
Look, man. Stop
playing with Lou Will.
Lou Will. Nothing after that game.
Shout out to Drake and Lou Will. Aubrey Graham and Lou Will. Like I'm Lou Will. All right. So, talk about that. Like I said, Hawks ain't really have no chance coming in. Cinderella team. I wish they would have took a 7 just because they went 7 against. They killed the Knicks. But then they went 7 against Philly and pulled it out, which was very surprising. And with Ben Simmons' downfall, and he might come to Warriors. But anyway, that's the topic. On to the next one. Let's go to the Suns versus the Clippers, who had another injury to their best player. That's 3 in a row.
Let's be honest. Kawhi been, like, in and out the whole year. So.
But tic-tac-toe, 3 in a row. That's just what Chris Paul needed.
But that's
three
how the West was this season. A lot of injuries was mostly in the West and, like, barely in the East a little bit.
Shit, Kyrie and James Harden, barely in injuries. Shit, what's it called, too? Who? The Bucks and the Hawks.
That's not the hit. I'm talking about, like, the whole West. Like, you can actually, like,
not
the way it is an injury.
Not with the Suns.
Yeah, Chris Paul. You forgot his shoulder?
Yeah, nigga, for like one game.
He didn't play the first two games.
Yeah.
Clippers.
Yeah, because of COVID.
He didn't play the first game of the Nuggets.
It looked like he should have not played after that, too.
Then he played, like, one or two games, I believe, in the Lakers because that's when he got hurt.
With his shoulder, yeah, against the Lakers. But then he came back, played trash, just like he always do. And it took a while. He played okay.
And then he went from playing trash to okay to excellent.
He had one excellent game.
That's all it takes to go to a final. You're going to play excellent?
Against injury team.
That
shouldn't even... Paul George got 2 games on y'all. Crazy.
He had 2 games
Paul George and Reggie Jackson. These outcasts got 2 games on y'all.
They can't have those 2 games. Remember those 2 games?
Yes.
You sleep.
Yes.
I barely remember 2 games.
That's the first time the Clippers ever been that far. First time ever in the Western Conference Finals. You don't think they're going to remember those 2 games, Paul George?
They're going to remember one of them.
Playoff P? When the resurrection of Playoff P?
First one.
The resurrection of Playoff P? Niggas thought Playoff P was dead. Everybody was calling this man Pandemic P, Polyester P, all these disrespectful nicknames. And like DeMarcus Cousins said, put some respect on that man's name. Against who? Chris Paul. On his watch. On Devin Booker's watch.
Sounds good.
On Aiden's watch.
Put respect to his name while he over here watching us at the finals.
That's fine. That's fine. Yeah, y'all pulled it out. But he still got 2 games on y'all.
He still
made it interesting on y'all. Until Chris Paul had to go freaking berserk.
And look, Reggie Jackson made more interesting to me.
Who was guarding him?
At least he was consistent.
Wasn't number 3 holding him?
Huh?
It was supposed to be holding him?
I mean, I guess, man. It was still 4-2.
Old ass man.
It was still 4-2.
Old ass man. But anyway, man, we're going to go ahead and take our first break. Come back with the second half of the podcast. You already know what's up. DJ Straight, the Chris Paul homosexual. It's, you know, nothing against, nothing bad against that. You know, he just loves the Chris Paul. And it's your boy, Coach Kenup, Kiki in the background just listening. And we'll be back right after these words.
Hey, man, say, man, it's your boy, Coach Kenup. I'm here with my co-host, Jay Straight, and our silent co-host, Kiki. Kiki, say what's up to people again.
Hello.
All right, man, so we talked about the path to the finals. Now let's go ahead and talk about the finals itself. Before we make our predictions, basketball is a game of matchups. Let's talk about the matchups with the starting five. So first and foremost, let's start off with the point guard position. For the Bucks, their point guard is Jrue Holiday, one of the most underrated players of all time. Two-way player. One of the best two-way players in NBA history.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't know about that. One of the best two-way players of this generation, though.
You can say that.
All right. That's what I meant to say. But, yeah, man. Got Jrue Holiday. Then this is other guy.
For the Chris Paul. One of the best two-way players of history.
Stop. No, he's not, really. He's all right.
It's debatable.
But, so Jrue Holiday takes that matchup.
If you believe that, then you don't watch basketball.
Jrue Holiday gonna lock Chris Paul up, though.
He couldn't lock Trae Young up.
Okay, that's different, though.
How's that different?
Because Trae Young is a bucket.
Chris Paul's a bucket. Chris Paul's a bucket. He's a better playmaker
Chris Paul was a bucket for one game. Hey, Pat Bev.
You saw what happened to Pat Bev.
Russell already said what Pat Bev be doing. He be running around not doing nothing. Trying to trick people and make it seem like he doing something.
Uh-huh.
That's what Russ said. But
where you going with that?
He was just running around doing nothing. Just got making fun of Chris Paul, pushing Chris Paul. He really punked Chris Paul the whole series.
He punked him?
Yeah.
That was cute.
That's besides the point, though. But Jrue Holiday is just going to outplay him. Give me Jrue.
You can take Jrue. I'll take Chris.
Chris is past his prime.
That's cool. To drop 41, you pass your prime?
Hey. He wasn't top three in MVP.
It sound good, but he's an MVP talks.
Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday made an all-defensive team this year.
That's nice.
So he gonna lock that shit up to get to the finals.
He also let somebody who just came to, like, the league drop 50 on his head.
Okay, but that's freaking Trae Young, dude. Trae Young had a remarkable...
I was just talking about regular season KPJ.
Name, besides KD, and probably Paul George, who else had a better playoffs than Trae Young? Who else had a better playoff run besides KD and Paul George than Trae Young? Trae Young had a top three performance in the playoffs this year.
Devin Booker.
No. Hell no.
At least he's consistent.
Not better than Trae Young. How was Trae Young not consistent?
What you mean? First of all,
basically, I'm gonna say this. Devin Booker got not have a good game. And the Suns not going to win. I mean, we could not have a good game and the Suns still going to win. If Trae Young have a bad game, there's no way the Hawks win it.
I mean, you can say like that, then yeah, I agree with you. But as him being like, you know, there wasn't anybody else who's like up there with KD and all that in the postseason. Devin Booker, he up there.
Not above Trae Young. He didn't have a better playoff than Trae Young. That's what I was asking. Who had a better playoff besides those two names, Paul George and KD? Nobody else had a better playoff than Trae Young. Trae Young, this postseason, was a top three performer.
I think Curry did. Seth.
No, hell no. He had a couple good games, but he wasn't doing really all that in the first round. He wasn't just going off like that against Boston. Well, that's who they played with. No, that was the Nets who played Boston. Who the Sixers play in the first round?
Who did they play? Was it the Pacers?
The Wizards.
Oh, yeah, it was the Wizards.
Yeah. He wasn't doing that against the Wizards. But anyway, that's besides the point. All right, so Jrue Holiday went out. Anyway, on to the next one.
Chris should be easy.
Chris Middleton.
And Devin Booker.
That's going to be a good matchup, though.
Give me Devin.
Yeah, I'll give Devin Booker a slight edge, only because Chris Middleton is really inconsistent. But the D going to be there for Chris Middleton. The defense is going to be there.
That sounds good.
Defense gonna be there. For sure, y'all. We'll give it to Devin Booker. Devin Booker been eating from that little mid range and having one hell of a playoff. Not better than Trae Young, but one hell of a playoff.
Yeah.
I'll give him that. I'll give it to D Book. All right, on to the three position. So I guess that's PJ, huh?
No, I thought PJ was the four.
I mean, they're going to have to put Bobby Portis at the four because Giannis. Sure.
Giannis. Damn, what the heck? So I guess it's PJ.
Yeah, PJ got to be the three.
Boy, give him Bridges all day every day.
Nah, PJ going to lock that up.
I don't care. Give him Bridges.
He going to lock that up. Bridges might average 10 points this series. Might.
In transition, might. Which way he, like, mostly feast at.
Okay, but you got to get stops to get in transition.
They going
to
get the stops.
Stop it, no.
That's how Bridges get most of his points in transition.
Wait until we get to center position. So, give me PJ, though. PJ, a veteran.
Uh-huh.
He's proven. He's beat a Rocket teammate in every round. First, it was Trevor Ariza with the Miami Heat. Then it was, James Harden. Then the third round
was Clint.
And now, CP.
I mean, this is where you don't get your happy ending.
Nope. Hey, you got it, like you said earlier, tic-tac-toe, four in a row.
You don't get that Coach Carter ending.
Stop. Four in a row.
Yeah.
Four in a row, baby. Gotta go for that Connect Four.
It's not.
All right, so Bucks won the point guard in small forward position.
When did we agree with that?
We already agreed.
No. All
right. Now down to power forward. Bobby Portis versus, who is it, Jay Crowder?
Yo.
Bobby Portis gonna kill him.
Oh my god, are you just anti-son?
No, Bobby Portis gonna kill him. Come on now, look at Bobby Portis' last couple games.
That's cute.
He Jay even had Crowder
20. Is a defender.
Okay.
Way better than defending than Bobby.
But he likes
and he can hit the three.
But he lighting the ass though.
So if you need a 3-and-D guy, you going what? Bobby or Jay?
Okay, but it's not all about 3-and-D. What about when we...
That's their role they're going to play. They ain't going to be Bobby no scorer.
Bobby does score.
You going to be a scorer?
He scored 40 and 30 a few times in his career, so he can use... And he just had 20 the other day.
So, you're saying Bobby will get a bucket on Jay Crowder?
Yes.
And stop Jay Crowder before, Jay Crowder...
Jay Crowder not just going to be on the ball like that. He's going to be catching shoot. That's it. Yeah, like, Jay Crowder going to be in his bag. When has Jay Crowder ever just been in his bag?
Last game.
No, stop. He wasn't in his bag, dude.
He's not off the game. He's the reason why we got the edge in the first half.
It's different between catching and shooting and being in your bag, dude.
I thought,
No, I'm talking about being in your bag. He don't just got it like that. All you got to do, like I said, all you got to do is stay at home, and he's not going to do that much. And then on the other end, we're going to just take you down to that block and let Bobby Porter go to work.
It's like when he's speaking, of course it's going to sound easy, but he ain't going to be able to do it.
Yes, he is.
I love how you got the faith.
Come on now, Bobby Portis will put this dude in the rim. In the rim.
His name Bobby.
Jay Crowder having the best postseason. Jay Crowder having the best postseason of his fucking life. But that shit about to come to an end. Bobby Portis. BP.
Somebody hyping up Bobby Portis. That's how you know it's a true hater.
So he was not doing his thing with Chicago Bulls before he socked the dude eye socket out?
Yeah.
He got Chicago them hands Bulls. Too. So
that's how soft he was. That Crowder, you don't remember when he was with the Knicks?
I mean, he's better with the Bulls though.
Yeah, that was like a year or two ago.
But
he was with the Knicks.
I'm just saying, Bobby Portis a bucket, and if he needs to, he'll beat the hell out of Jay Crowder.
Hey, look, man, I didn't know. Whoop that nigga. Skip ahead like
he'll
that.
Whoop that nigga.
It sounds good.
He'll whoop him. You see, Jay Crowder didn't want no parts to pay back Pat Bev. Pat Bev's.
I mean, at the end of the day, what's the point getting suspended for the finals, though?
Pat Webb pushed the soul out of Chris Paul, and he ain't do nothing. Pushed the soul out of that man.
I mean, I saw the interviews.
Chris Paul could have been hurt.
I mean, I saw they like, it was no point. And even Chris Paul said, I wouldn't want them to do anything because you get suspended.
Whatever. He for sure ain't going to want to see Bobby Portis with the man.
A dude who is Bobby Portis, man?
Hey, you gonna see?
You want me to fast forward? You went back to the Bulls day. I got this man playing for the Knicks for 2 years.
I'll bet an egg that Bobby Portis score a game with at least 25 points.
I'll bet that.
Okay, 20 points then.
No.
25.
I'm about to say, hey. Hold up, my hand's sticky.
All right, one egg. We already got it.
Can you do like, you know, a whole case?
No, just one.
Why
one
don't egg. I have no faith? I got faith in Jay Crowder. I'll do a case.
So Jay Crowder going to have to score 25?
No. Jay Crowder going to hold him.
Shut the fuck up.
But that was your bet. I said, how you going to tell me you shut up?
Okay, for one egg. You already trying to get a whole case for what?
Because I said faith. One egg. You see how much faith you got in your boy?
I just said, I proposed a bet.
So you got one egg type of faith with your boy? I thought he was a
Bobby
Bucky.
Portis. Okay,
his name Bobby.
25, one game. That's all
that
I need.
That doesn't sound right. Hey, Bobby, go give me 25 points.
He's going to get it. He's going to get it. Here. That's exactly what he's going to say. Here you go. Here you go.
It sounds good. Here you go. What's that coach's name? Bud.
Here you go.
Bud going to take him out.
Bud, stop playing my name. Why are you playing with? Shout out to Bud. All right, that's 3-1. All you guys shooting guard position. And now let's go down to my money maker, the center.
Why are we going to your side with this, bro? First of all, Chris Paul is the winner. Either way, over Drew.
Okay, it's 2-2 then. 2-2. All right, now we go to the center position. Give me Brook Lopez.
Give me 8.
Brook Lopez. 33-10. Easy. He going to average 25-10 on Brook. I mean, on Aiden. 25-10. Easy.
I'm being more realistic. Give me 15-10.
For who?
For at least 3 games for Aiden.
Okay, he can have that. He ain't gonna outperform Brook Lopez.
Yes, he is.
Okay, for however many games Giannis is out, Brook Lopez is gonna output for. Now, when Giannis come back, I'm not saying that. But when Giannis is out, Brook Lopez is gonna outplay Aiden. He gonna take that man to school. He gonna be like, you too light ass. You too wet behind the ears. Let me show you a little something, youngster. Let me show you why I'm an all-star, perennial all-star.
What is Brook going to show me?
That I'm a perennial all-star, and I finished top in MVP once upon a time.
First of all, these names killing me. Brook going to give me a bucket, and then after Brook give me a bucket.
So Brook was never a bucket. Brook never averaged 20-plus in the league.
You say he never averaged?
Yeah, in the season, for a season.
Yeah, we had a team to himself.
Exactly. Now he has a team to his fucking self.
No, he don't. He got Middleton and Drew. And what you
why was he the leading scorer with 33 then?
Why? Because the Hawks were just that bad.
And why he just scored 20 plus like every freaking game since Giannis been out?
Let's not say every. Like he been out for like countless of games.
He has
been out for at least what, 3 games?
Okay. And he scored 20.
Or 2.5 because he got injured.
Okay, that it don't matter. What I said was right. Facts.
He's not even dropping. I don't believe Brook is going to drop 20, man.
Come on, now he done it before in his career. Multiple
just
because
he done it before doesn't
mean. All-star.
What that mean?
Perennial all-star. All-NBA player.
It sounds good.
Come on now. I mean, how many all-NBA teams Aiden made? He made an all-rookie team.
I mean, for your sake, God. I hope all these players perform how you think they are.
They
if
are.
They don't,
Bobby Portis
you already
sure
know how it's
going to
go.
Shit show. And Craig gonna show. Oh, Craig on the Phoenix down there, man.
I'm about to say, my boy Torrey Craig.
Gonna fold. And then not gonna get a ring because we'll be like, oop, access denied.
But yeah, then, ring either way.
But then you add Giannis to the mix. Slide PJ.
Giannis
over.
Gonna hurt them because
Giannis
gonna
come back.
They can't perform as good when Giannis is playing.
Like I said, it's gonna be 1-1.
Take away touches.
Buck's gonna get one of those first ones. Even
hey,
without Giannis.
Cross feet, man.
Without Giannis. Because the first game is in Phoenix, right? First two?
Of course. We got the best, second best record in the NBA.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. So. They must still win those ones in Phoenix, which is sure. I got faith in Brooklyn.
So we're going to go with the prediction now?
Yeah. Well, hold on. Let's go ahead and get one more break. Get a couple more sponsors. And then we'll be back, man. Finish up the podcast. It's your boy, Coach Kenna. This is Jay Straight. Kiki in the background. Kiki, say what's up. All right, man. We'll be right back. What's up, listeners? Do you love fashion? Are you obsessed with looking good and everything that has to do with fashion? Well, I have an IG page that is perfect for you to follow.
It's called Styles of Houston. Created by Ryan Williams, it's a fashion blog where he travels around the Houston area recording dope fashion trends and documenting them for your entertainment. So make sure you go check him out. That's Styles of Houston on Instagram. Download the Instagram app and then look for Styles of Houston, STYLES of OF Houston, HOUSTON. Check that out, man. Ryan Williams, he's doing dope stuff, man. Check out his Instagram page, Styles of Houston, man. And now let's get back to the show.
Hey, man, say, man, we back for the last part of the podcast, the best part of the podcast. It's your boy, Coach Ken Up. It's Jay Straight. It's Kiki being our quiet co-host in the background. Say what's up, Kiki.
Hello.
All right, man. Time to finish this off, man, with what y'all came here for, what we came here to do, give our predictions. I'm going to let the ladies go first and give out his prediction because it's pretty obvious who he's going to pick.
Who's the lady? Yeah. But I'll speak though, since they ain't gonna speak up. I got the Suns and six, you feel me?
Elaborate.
Hey, shut up. Alright, so I got the Suns and six only because I feel like when Giannis come back, he'll do too much, take away touches, force, and it's gonna be to a point that it's gonna hurt the Bucks. And it's also like I feel like Suns, they low-key have too much. It's like, Bucks is more like a half-court team, all honesty. If you're running against them, that's easy money.
But you got to get stops to run against them.
We're going to get stops.
Yeah, nah.
You can only go about hoping, man.
All right, man. So, let's be realistic. It's going to be Bucks and seven. Bucks and seven. And I'm going to break it down for you. Game one, Suns going to win. Suns going to win game one. I get y'all game one. Y'all coming out of the momentum. Bucks going to be kind of filling y'all out. They ain't going to have a superstar. Boom. But game two, I even feel like game one, y'all might beat the shit out of them. It might be a blowout. Game two, though, is going to be way more close. Bucks going to stick around. And then Chris Middleton and Drew Holiday going to go berserk in the fourth quarter. And maybe that might be the game Bobby Portis go ahead and give me that 25.
Shut up about Bobby.
It's gonna be between game two and game three where he give me that 25. But anyway, game two, Bucks gonna pull out a close one. Game three, Giannis will be back. And Giannis will be back, so it'll be some chemistry issues. So Suns will win game three on the road to go up 2-1. But then Giannis gonna be back in the mix. Matter of fact, Bobby Portis not gonna go off that game. Bobby Portis gonna go off game four. And guess how much he gonna have? 35.
Jesus Christ.
He gonna go off with 35.
Who you think this man is?
He'll go off with 35 on Jay Crowder head, even with Giannis, cause Bud is finally gonna make a fucking adjustment, and he gonna play Giannis limited minutes, and then he gonna play him a lot with Bobby Portis, and he's gonna get the dub. It's gonna be 2-2. Now, for game five, this is what's going to be interesting. Game five, I got the Bucks winning. Giannis going to be a little bit more healthy because they restricted his minutes, kind of ease him into it. Bobby Portis gave him the game he needed. Bobby Portis probably scored 12 points this game, maybe 10, 8. Probably won't get double digits. After that 35-point game, he would run out of buckets. But Giannis going to be back kind of in his groove. He's going to lead him to a playoff. Probably have a stat line like 33-15 or some shit like that. 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks, something slight. And he's going to make his name back and be like, okay, I'm back. Got basically 4 games of rest. Now game 5 and back to myself. And then game 6, Suns going to steal one. Chris Paul, Devin Booker going to be facing elimination on the road. They're going to go berserk, like berserk. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, probably one of the best duos since that Kyrie, LeBron series where they just went crazy for that one game. Now, I don't think both of them are going to score 40. I think they both get 25 plus. D-Book probably get 35 plus. And they'll win that game. And then on game 7, well, I just feel like Giannis is going to be a little bit too much. No. Devin Booker too small. Chris Paul way too small. They're not going to be able to build no wall. And give me the Bucks.
That was so cute.
Give me the Bucks.
You actually think the Bucks will go Phoenix in game 7 and win?
Yeah.
If it actually goes to game 7?
I just said that.
That's crazy. That's a skill to believe in something like that. It's like fairy tales.
But yeah, that's how it is. How you feel it's gonna go? I gave you my five game breakdown. Like I said, Suns win game one in a blowout. Game two is gonna be like a 5-point game, but Bucks win by like 5. Game three, the Suns gonna win by like 12. Game four, Bucks gonna win. That's the game Bobby Portis go off. So Bucks gonna win by like 9. Bucks gonna win by 9. Game five, Bucks gonna win back to back. The only back to back wins this series, which is gonna put them over the hump. So game five, Bucks gonna win game five by. They're gonna be on the road, so I'm gonna say 4. It's gonna be a close game, but Giannis gonna pull it out. And then what game are we on now? Oh, game six. That's when Chris Paul gonna go crazy and Devin Booker gonna go crazy. Chris Paul gonna have, I'm gonna say 31. Devin Booker gonna have 37. Too much to overcome. That's almost fucking, what's that? Too many points. Over 75 points, around 75 points. So that's gonna be too much. And then game seven, Bucks gonna win. I say it's gonna be a close game. It might even go overtime. I'm predicting an overtime game seven because I want to see one in my lifetime. Overtime game seven, hopefully double overtime. Bucks win by, they pull away late and win by 6. And Giannis goes for 27, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 blocks.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 4 blocks and 3 steals. And wins finals MVP after missing the first 2 games of the series.
That's that line. He should be MVP.
That's what I'm saying. He went.
Not
he went
out of the league.
He was. 2 years in a row.
Yeah, sounds good. Alright, so since you did like that, game one. Blowout. It's going to be a much hungrier team with the Suns, so I think they're going to come out fast, come out with a lot of urgency. So,
same thing I said.
Look, Chris Paul going to go stupid because it's his first game in the finals. Devin Booker, I feel like Devin Booker is going to be kind of like play nice little second, play Robin to Chris Paul, Batman a little bit for game one. Mike Harrell gonna add to it. Cam Johnson really gonna add to it coming off the bench.
Oh my God. Talk about these bench players.
Game two, you feel me? I still got the Suns, but it's gonna be a close one. Only because I feel like the Bucks gonna come back. I really feel like Giannis gonna play game two.
He's not. They gonna beat y'all game two with our Giannis.
It sounds good. But yeah, I feel like Giannis gonna come back game two, try to do too much, and that's gonna be their downfall.
I got another egg. That they still won those first 2 games. I got 3 eggs.
You got 3 eggs?
3 eggs that they still won those first 2 games. Just one.
Alright.
Game 1 or game 2. I'm feeling game 2. I'm leaning more towards game 2, but either one of those first 2.
I'm in that
bet.
Bet?
Yeah. Alright, bet good.
Alright. So now to game 3. I believe they're going to win. The Bucks go win. Milton gonna have his game. Drew gonna have his game. And Brooke gonna have his game. Giannis gonna be a little bit, you know, coming to his own. Game 4, you feel me? Suns gonna win.
Yeah.
It's gonna be 3-1.
That's the game. Porter's going off for 35.
Yeah, he go off for 35 with the L.
No.
It's gonna be a nice little close game, but then at the end, they gonna go on a nice little run to end it off.
Bobby Porter. Three A's, Bobby Porter's go off with 25 plus.
Oh my God. Why you putting all these ads? Like, you already got a ton on your head already. Like,
bro.
You heard it good. It's like great for your hair or something. That's why?
Nah.
Because this, you got Bobby Porter's going off for 25 plus.
25 plus. He's capable of doing it. He just scored like 22, 23 against the Atlanta Hawks, who's better than Chris Paul.
Why you like this? But I take that bet. Cause that's easy. That's like
3 eggs.
Boy betting against Bobby Porter.
Jay Crowder is too light in the ass.
It sounds good.
So he might come off the back first game, 25-30 points.
Nah, if he do that, then yeah, man. I give him that, but I think he ain't built for it.
Alright, man, game, you said what, game 4? Y'all up 3-1?
Yeah, we up 3-1.
Y'all not going up 3-1. No way in hell y'all going up 3-1.
Like I said, 3-1. Game 5, they go, you know, back against the wall, desperation, you feel me? They go crazy. Then game 6, that's when we send them home. We get that big Larry trophy, we holding it. Chris Paul going crazy, he's crying. He go break his son down to the, what's called, court. He go hug his wife. He go kiss his son on the forehead. And then he go be like, nah, he can't do no Cleveland this for you. But he gonna be like, let's see, he gonna hit something. It's gonna be a nice little catchy little thing he gonna say at the end. And you feel me? And y'all gonna be like, wow, Jordan, you hit this spot on. And I'll be like, yeah, I do this. Like, I can see it right now. I can really picture in my head everything that's gonna happen.
Chris Paul,
I just try to get him be a believer.
Nah. Bucks gonna win. Bucks gonna win in 7, man.
No, they not.
Bucks in 7.
Why you got faith in the Bucks?
Giannis Antetokounmpo, Brook Lopez, Jrue Holiday, and more than anybody. You see, I ain't mentioned Middleton, but he gonna be up and down. But one person who gonna keep me around is Bobby Portis.
Oh my God,
Bobby!
Why is his name being
Bobby fucking Portis? Yeah, he gonna be the X Factor.
All right, that's you mentioned old dude. What's his name? Forbes? What his name is? The little shooting.
It's not gonna matter because Bobby Porter's gonna show up.
Oh, Connaughton?
He's gonna show up and show out. Connaughton is don't get me started now. But anyway, like I said, Bobby Porter's gonna go keep me around.
You're disgusting.
And Giannis needs to give half of his MVP to Bobby Porter's, and he's gonna be half the reason why they win. But it's gonna go down just like I told you, and you're gonna be all like, man, bro.
I really hope.
Why'd
like,
you even say that in jinx pretend? Like, it's no fucking basketball.
No, I really do hope that Chris Paul gave Bobby Portis the biggest hug at the sim home in game 6, just so you can feel good.
Why would he hug him? Bobby, first of all, if he touches him after the game, Chris Paul
gonna
be a
new. What Bobby gonna do?
Did you not hear how you punch your dude fucking lights out? That's why he got traded from the Bulls.
Okay. First of all, he was traded for the Bulls a long time ago.
Yes, for
he played for the Knicks.
For
and
punching.
He can't bring up anything about him doing anything.
Because he didn't punch nobody in the Knicks.
He also didn't get no buckets on the Knicks.
If Bobby Porter pushed Chris Paul like Patrick Beverley did, Chris Paul is going to need surgery in his neck.
It sounds good. Also, Bobby would get suspended and hit with a fine that he can't even pay because he don't get paid that much.
Stop it. Bobby Portis is bucket.
Like, what?
I'm telling you, man, 25 plus. Game 4, watch. He can have 35 game 4. 35. I'm telling you, bro.
If they let the nigga drop 35, then the game they let him drop 35, they might as well just say, here, take the trophy.
Exactly. Exactly. Now you speaking my language. Now you speaking my language.
No, because that's gibberish.
Hey, that's 2 Aubie Drake references within this podcast, man.
But that's speaking gibberish, which means, like, nobody, like, who would speak that way?
I guess.
It's
hey,
nonsense.
Man, you know what y'all can do, man? If y'all agree with me, you know, Bucks and 7. Or if y'all agree with Jay Straight and y'all some idiots... about the Suns
and 6, man, yes.
Y'all can let us know on the Basketball Jones Podcast Facebook page. We got a whole page, a whole group of individuals where we go in, talk about a whole bunch of basketball topics. So y'all can let us know who y'all think gonna win, why they gonna win, who gonna win, which game. Because we're gonna be doing breakdowns all series long. Doing breakdowns, asking questions, but this is our finest preview podcast wrapping up the year. I don't know if we're going to have another. We probably will have it after the winter or whatever. We'll have a whole season breakdown where we go over the season, awards, wada wada wada, this
and how
records.
Chris Paul won his first ring.
Whatever. Whatever happens, it happens. But we're going to break it down for y'all, and that'll probably be our finale for this season. And then we'll come up with some probably take a break or something, then come back with y'all with some off-season stuff and this and that. And
NBA draft.
Yeah, draft type stuff. and stuff like that. And probably some scenarios where we like, I always like to go and compare eras and this and that. So we'll probably do a lot of that too. Compare players from eras. Talk about forgotten players and do that, this, that, and the third. I kind of prefer the off season more than I do the on season, because you know, in season we're gonna talk about games and this and power rankings and that and you know stuff during the season. But off season is, it expands it more. You can talk about historic plays and this and that and Tracy McGrady versus KD and Michael versus LeBron and the 96 Bulls versus the 2016 Warriors or 2017 Warriors or 2018 Warriors, you know, stuff like that.
Chris Paul versus Magic Johnson, stuff
that's
like
not even
that.
A debate. Magic Johnson all day. But anyway, man, like I said, we do stuff like that. I don't know what this dude on. But that's the podcast, man. Y'all make sure if y'all don't already subscribe, so then you can know when a new podcast drops. All you gotta do is subscribe. Make sure you turn your notifications on so you can be notified every time we drop a podcast, and you can be the first one here. And then after you hear some bullshit that Jay Straight say, you can just go straight to the Facebook group right after you listen to the podcast. You first listen and be like, what the fuck is this dude talking about? And I could be like, I know, bro. I don't know what the fuck he be on. It's like he fucking does meth before every podcast. But anyway,
if meth makes you this smart, then y'all should all do it. Oh, you feel me?
Oh my god. On that note, we'll go ahead and end this. Yeah, man, we're about an hour and a half away from Dallas. So we're on the road. So I don't know what we're going to post this, but we for sure will post it before the NBA Finals. We already know what's up. It's your boy, Coach Kenno. It's Jay Straight. Kiki in the background. Can you sleep yet? Yeah, she sleeps.
She's asleep.
All right. She got a game tomorrow, so she can afford to be asleep. But all right, man. It's the Basketball Jones Podcast. Like I said, it's us two and a half. She back there asleep. And we gone.
What is this?
That's the episode of the day. I really hope y'all enjoyed it. Don't forget to join the Facebook group, Basketball Jones. And also, don't forget to subscribe and share it to your friends. All right, man. See y'all next week.